Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In a rematch of last year's AFC title game in Florida yesterday, the New England Patriots came up short against the Jacksonville Jaguars, losing 31-20. Quarterback Tom Brady sounded defeated after the game.
Everyone needs to do a better job, and that was not certainly our best effort. You know, I give them a lot of credit. They played good. You know, they make it tough on you on our offense, their defense. And, you know, we just could never string enough plays together.
Joining us from Jacksonville is ESPN.com's Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for being with WBUR's Morning Edition again.
Well, good morning, Deborah. It was very hot down here. I'm looking forward to coming back and cooling down a little bit.
Well, a little. What happened yesterday?
Well, it was very interesting. I would just focus on the way the game started. You know, the Patriots won the opening toss, and they usually elect to kick off to the opposing team. But this was a different approach for them. They elected to take the ball, and I believe they did that because of weather considerations. They were probably factoring in the possibility of a rainstorm coming maybe in the second half, so they wanted the ball an extra time. Maybe when there wasn't any rain, that didn't happen. And then they just fell behind 24-3 in the game. And as many players said after the game, when you don't start fast and you get yourself in such an early hole against a good team on the road, it's oftentimes too much to overcome.
You know, frequently Pat's coach Bill Belichick talks about all three phases of the game, right? Offense, defense, and special team. Do you think the Patriots were just outclassed in all of those phases yesterday?
100%. That is a very fair way to put it. You could point to all three sides of the game and really highlight areas where they struggled. You know, at the end of the game, they had a chance when they're making their comeback on special teams to draw a penalty on 4th-and-1 where the Jacksonville Jaguars jumped into the neutral zone. All they had to do was reach out and make contact with the player, but they didn't do it on the punt team. And that was an example on special teams where the Patriots were a step behind. But really, Deborah, I would say that defensively was the one that stands out to me the most, where they had made such progress in the season opener where they played so well. They took a decisive step back in this game, and they made some personnel changes along the way, and the Jaguars were just one step ahead of them.
Now, for quarterback Tom Brady and the offense, what was different yesterday, do you think, compared to the victory in the season opener against the Texans?
Well, they didn't get Rob Gronkowski going. Rob Gronkowski was held to just 2 catches for 15 yards, and that's one of the questions for the offense, and that is when Rob Gronkowski doesn't do the remarkable things that he often does in games like we saw in the season opener, can they rely on other players, you know, to pull their weight and really lead the offense? And, you know, they struggled a little bit early to get some different players going. By the time they did, they had fallen into such a big hole that it was too late for them. And it would help them to be able to run the ball a little bit better when they don't pass it as efficiently as they did in the season opener. And while they made some fairly decent gains in that area with their rookie Sony Michel, they just need to do a better job going forward running the ball.
Now, we're only 2 games into the season, and injuries are already an issue. How big a concern are the injuries that have happened already?
Well, 2 big players on defense left the game with concussions. Their top defensive end, Trey Flowers, who's their best pass rusher, he left the game with a concussion on the first series for Jacksonville on offense. And then their top safety, Patrick Chung, he left the game after playing the entire first half with a concussion. So oftentimes those can cost a player at least 1 week, sometimes more. So they would be down 2 big players going into next Sunday's game against the Detroit Lions in Detroit in prime time. So those would be 2 to keep an eye on. And then they had another defensive player, Dietrich Wise, a defensive end, leave the game late with a hand or finger injury. But it looked like he might be okay because I believe he did return to the game late.
Now, next up, as you mentioned, Detroit Lions. They're coached by former Patriots defensive coordinator Matt Patricia. What sort of challenge is coming up next?
Well, they're 0-2, no wins, two losses this season. They really started in a bad way, losing big at home to the New York Jets on Monday night, and then yesterday they lost on the road to San Francisco. So really the way it sets up, the Patriots should have a chance to get back on track in that game, but going on the road in prime time, they can expect a big-time environment, and it won't be easy, but they should be favored to win the game.
Okay, Mike Reese, we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Deborah. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and offers regular analysis here on WBUR.